Chinese Whispers by Jill Webb.
Well, it didn't start in China, did it?
He said nothing travels quicker than the speed of light, with the possible exception of bad news, which obeys its own special laws.
Who said that? Don't tell me. Clive. He's the only one what could string that sort of sentence together.
Yes, you're not wrong, Edie. That were his answer to Pat, who told him Greg Green at Five-a-Days had died.
Has he? That was sudden. I were only in there yesterday squeezing his tomatoes. I said they didn't seem that fresh, and he said they were fresh in that day, and I said they don't go wrinkly in a day, and he said I'd made them wrinkly squeezing them. I didn't buy any. Any road, how did Pat know? She never goes in there. Her idea of five a day is five Cadbury fruit and nut bars. Her mask is barely on these days.
Well, she heard it from Gloria, who heard it from Betty, who overheard Connie telling Roger.
Lord of gossips. Mind, I bet Mr. Carn'll be rubbing his hands together now there's no competition. He sells everything in that little shop of his. He always seems to have a laugh with his wife when I go in. I can't understand what they're saying to each other, but they don't seem to mind me checking the dates on stuff.
I thought you could at least say it were a shame, Edie.
It's a shame. There. What did he die of?
I don't know.
High blood pressure, I should think. I noticed his face were very red when I were complaining. In fact, his cheeks looked the same colour as his tomatoes, and just as wrinkly.
Really, Edie, poor Greg. You never know when your time's up, do you, Edie? It makes you think.
Think about what? Oh, this might be me last day, so I'd best be nice to folk.
No, but I'd like to have no regrets. Je ne regrette rien.
Eh?
Edith P.F.
You're getting as confusing as Clive, you are.
I wonder what will happen to the greengrocers now.
Well, he's got a son, hasn't he? Whatever is his name now?
Russell, I think.
Doesn't have the same ring though, does it? Russell Green. Greg Green's Five-a-Days had a certain ring to it.
Maybe they'll change the name altogether. Listen to us, poor old Greg. He's only just gone, and all we're thinking about is what's going to happen to the shop.
I've got it, Eth.
Got what?
The new name for the shop. Russell's Sprouts.
Oh, Edie, I shouldn't laugh, but that is funny.
At last, I've got you to crack a smile. Come on, get your coat.
Why? Where are we going? Oh, you're thinking of getting a sympathy card for his son, aren't you?
No, they might be selling off the stock cheap. I could grill them tomatoes at the right price.